Al-Qaeda-linked militants are surging in the Syrian civil war, where they outmuscle Western-backed rebels for power, and they've also captured ground in next-door Iraq. The militants are known locally as ISIS. They have the upper hand in part because of money. The group buys bigger guns and pays fatter salaries than its rivals. NPR's Alice Fordham went to northern Iraq and found the source of much of that money, an extortion network.
This is a street of car mechanics on the outskirts of Mosul. Here, in a largely Christian suburb, business is pretty good and the situation is safe. But ask people about doing business in the center of the city and they describe a mafia run by terrorists.
If anyone success in his work, in his business, come to him, need money from him.
They come to him and need money from him. And that's how it goes, says this guy having his car fixed, who won't give his name out of fear. Over and over, people from Mosul say that the Islamists known as ISIS run the city like Al Capone ran Chicago. The garage owner, Lue, who's also scared to give his full name, says that, yeah, he made more money in the city centre, but the risks weren't worth it.
Of course. Okay, the business and work was better in Mosul inside the city before, but now working here maybe less, but I'm secure, myself and my family.
He fled a giant protection racket. Businesses, shops, doctors, they all have to pay or risk being killed.
I would say in Iraq, Mosul has taken the key role in terms of ISIS's making of money through illicit means.
Charles Lister, an analyst with the Brookings Institution. He says Iraqi intelligence suggests ISIS makes at least $1 million a month in Mosul.
Money is critical for any insurgent group's operations to sustain on the same level that they have been or potentially to escalate further.
The group uses the cash for weapons and salaries for its extremist fighters. That's helped it marginalise more moderate factions across the border in Syria. And the practice is growing. For example, the group now taxes trucks on roads it controls. So what does this mean for the people who live there? This man asks to be identified only as Tawfiq.
Actually, I'm from Mosul. I grew there. And I'm working as IT. I have a computer shop in there for a long time.
Tawfiq made about $1,000 a month from his shop. Then one day, he got the call from ISIS.
They asked for some money and we stuck in this and, you know, it was kind of scary thing to deal with them.
Their demands were incredible.
Well, they asked for, I guess, 114.
They asked for $114,000?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it was a huge amount of money for you.
Actually, it's not a reasonable number to pay for a small shop that cannot make more than $1,000 per month.
Not reasonable, but the man on the phone said they needed the money for jihad. He told Tawfiq that everyone else with a shop on the street paid or was killed.
Okay, and then, you know, they killed 3 persons. Yeah, because he haven't paid or actually late to pay. And yeah, and they were really serious.
Tawfiq fled to Erbil, a safer part of Iraq, where I meet him. Abdurrahim Ashamari, an official with the Mosul Provincial Council, says the phenomenon is widespread. Shamari says that the police and army are either unwilling or unable to stop the extortion. And people in Mosul say that ISIS is now so rich, powerful and brutal that no one can see a way to force these gangster extremists out of their city. Alice Fordham, NPR News.